In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I want to talk about short, medium, and long-term plans for our parish. I have a lot of ideas, and I've been talking with some people that have lots of ideas. And I think the parish should know about them, because it's important that we have ideas, even if we don't have the means to carry out those ideas, so that we can have a direction that we go. The first desire, the first part of the plan, both short, medium, and long term, all term, every day, is that all of you would be living a productive, righteous, transcendent life. That this parish would be a place where people learn about purpose and how to live according to purpose, and develop the tools, and are inspired and helped, so that we, as much as it is possible, would be a people without any psychological problems, depression, anxiety, lack of purpose, laziness, feeling unfulfilled, sadness, that we would grow in the knowledge of God. That's what I pray for everyone in the flock every day, along the lines of the prayer of St. Siloam. I pray thee, O merciful Lord, for all the peoples of the world, that they may know thee by the Holy Spirit. The whole purpose is for us to know God by the Holy Spirit. So that's the overall goal every day. As that goal is being fulfilled, and of course that's a goal that is fulfilled in different degrees with different people, and is always ongoing, my great desire is that the parish would become self-sustaining and continued, regardless of whether or not Father Nicholas and I are here. I call this the hit by the bus criterion. That is, if Father Nicholas and I were both hit by a bus, would the parish still continue on? Would we still have the spiritual, the physical, the human, the monetary resources, and the will to continue? So that we would be a light that's put on a candle stand and not left under a bushel. So that our children would still have education. So that we would still serve the services. And so that we would still pray for the sick and the hurting and all those who desire our prayers and all of our benefactors and reach out to the community. That's a very important goal that I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're getting there. I desire, as we grow spiritually, to grow physically, for the temple to be larger. And we are right now talking with an architect so that we can make the temple perhaps at least maybe 1,000 square feet bigger, and the entire building would be used for the temple. And, of course, build an iconostasis and do iconography. And in the short term, we are coming up with a design for temple expansion. That design may or may not change the altar. If it changes the altar, then we have to wait a while. But if it doesn't change the altar, then we could be building an iconostasis and doing iconography as we're getting ready to do the more expensive redesign of the temple and expansion. We also need to be buying property. And there's options available right now. Buying the property across the street, it has limited utility, but it could be used for some things. Perhaps buying the properties that are north of us and west of us, and having a kind of a block of land where we could have parking and a hall. And of course, this hall eventually should have a industrial grade kitchen and classrooms and offices. And those things can happen faster than we think. We have to think of it. We have to plan it. And then, with God helping us, it will happen. We don't have the money for everything, but money's no good without a plan. This we can do now. So that's, in the short term, I think we need a good preliminary design for, or redesign for the temple. and to give us an estimate of cost. If that redesign tells us that we don't have to change the iconostasis and altar, then we can build an iconostasis and we can actually start to do iconography. Because you can do that a little bit at a time. Once you build the iconostasis, you can do an icon here, an icon there. And then a little bit longer term, we'll buy property around us, God willing, and either build or use an existing structure for a hall. If we have the means, then that hall would be immediately built with offices and classrooms. If we don't have the means, then just a place to eat and a kitchen. And eventually, God willing, we'll have a larger temple with iconostasis, some iconography, a spacious hall with a kitchen and offices and classrooms. And one other thing I want to mention, the redesigned temple, God willing, will have a private and quiet space for confession, so I won't have to keep shushing the readers when they're doing the hours, so that I can hear my people talk to me. There are other longer-term dreams that I have that are very dear to me, and maybe some of these would work out. I think our age is such that education is deteriorating, and it's becoming indoctrination. I want to give any family that wants to homeschool their children resources so that we would be a resource for homeschooling. We wouldn't be a school because there's all kinds of regulations and everything. But if people plan to show up 2 or 3 or 4 days a week at the parish, we have education in all manner of things, then that would be just fine. And then our children would be inculcated with the Christian way of life. I desire that we have a hostel eventually for visitors who are coming a long distance so that they could stay overnight and come to liturgy in the morning. For parishioners in need, perhaps, that lose their home or lose their job or have some financial setback to live in a place for a little while. And also for the homeless, so that we can design a safe way for people when they're really cold to give them some hospitality. My hope is that eventually there would be someone that would live in this hostel and take care of it, be a caretaker. And it would have to be a man for security reasons. And that this would be part of our outreach to the community. In my mind's eye, I see across the street by McDonald, that area to be a place where we'd have parking and a little like apartment building with secure bathrooms for each room and a community kitchen, a little chapel, things like that. And another dream of mine is I've always thought that pawn shop there would be a really, really good coffee shop. We create a coffee shop with all kinds of activities going on for the community and for young people, especially children, and good coffee. And the community would learn about us this way. And I've always wanted to be a barista for a little while. Also, if possible, this is much longer term, but it can happen. If we think about it, it could happen. If we don't think about it, then why would it happen? Perhaps a little village of people around the temple and people that would be able to come to church frequently so that we can build up our church services. Right now we have a liturgy every weekday, once a week on a weekday. And also, of course, the weekend. So we have 2 liturgies a week. Be nice to expand that to 3. I've always wanted to serve the cycle of services during the week, meaning that we would serve all of the canonical services at least once during the week. Not every day, not every night. That's too much right now, unless we had multiple clergy. But to serve Vespers one night, we already do that on Wednesday, to serve Matins in the morning, to serve midnight office in the morning. We already serve liturgy, to serve the hours, to serve small compline, which I generally do on Mondays now, and build up where we have all of the services done. And that's very important because prayer accomplishes things. We wouldn't have built our small temple without prayer. Our molevins and our weekday liturgies reached out to God, and God helped us. And things that were not possible became possible. Now, only God knows which of these things that I've outlined are possible or will come to fruition. Of course, possible is a word that a Christian doesn't really care too much about. Because with God, all things are possible. So if God allows it, it will happen. So the greatest desire I have for the parish is that it become a self-sustaining, healthy parish, which does well the one and only thing that a parish must do. All a parish exists for is the same thing that a church exists for. Because, of course, where the parish is, the full church is. That's what we mean when we say we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. That wherever the church, wherever a parish is, the full church, the whole church, with nothing lacking, is present. And all activities of the parish mean nothing unless this one thing is done. And that one thing, of course, is to be a place that teaches, encourages, inspires, helps, equips many souls to live according to their purpose and reach perfection. And the physical things that we need, they'll come along if we trust God and if we plan for them. So those are some of my ideas. Maybe you have some ideas too. And with us praying, God will help us.